Let's step it up. Let's go top 100.
Oh, no. You can take it all the way down to the top 20.
Yeah, we'll wait on that. This is going to be nervous. This one's going to be tough. The next one's going to be when we do top 50. If we ever get there. I mean, we got a loading. We got the
loading.
I kind of need a drink. My drink is empty.
Well, go get yourself a drink, and I'll talk about this loading bar and how I want to fucking kind of punch it in the mouth. But yeah, oh shit, and we're coming back. He's going to get a drink, but when we get back, it's... Nope, because I knew it was going to skip, and it skipped twice. Oh, that's nice.
I'm going to restart the browser.
Because now we're looking at... Risky Business versus The Departed. And it's The Departed. And Ray's talking off mic, but he has agreed, and I'm choosing that shit either way. Now, the second one we got coming up. Observe and Report. One of our most... is that last podcast or two ago?
Like a week.
Versus Life of Brian.
This is interesting.
This a dark comedy versus like British satire kind of.
Yeah.
Super dry.
This is what kind of nerd are you?
For me, this is really easy.
For you,
even though it's like, I wouldn't mind revisiting all the. Like the Life of Brian, the Holy Grail. It's been a long time since I watched. Yeah. Probably over easily over decades since I watched.
I want to watch fucking Holy Grail right now.
But I'd way rather watch Observe and Report even over the Holy Grail right now.
I've watched Observe and Report once, yeah, and too. I remember I liked it, but I've only watched it once.
I've watched it at least once, and as far as Life of Brian's concerned, I've only watched that once. And I'm not a big fan of, like, the British. It's, like, that kind of humor, that kind of comedy is not my thing.
I love that shit as a kid.
I love dark comedy. And I watched Observe and Report when I actually loved dark comedy. Back, like, before I didn't really like it. But Observe and Report, for sure, is my... And it's Life of Brian. It's not even...
I'll go with you on that. If it was Holy Grail, it'd be a whole different story. I'll go Observe and Report.
Wouldn't be for me, but...
We'd have taken that shit to fucking Rotten Tomatoes for sure!
So next up in our top 100 matchup...
Get the fuck out of my face, Beauty and the Beast.
Back to the Future, numero uno. We're going back in time versus Beauty and the Beast.
That fucking...
series.
That poster is... So fucking awesome.
It's cool. It looks like, you know how you can buy, like, people, just artists make their
rendition
that's what it looks like. That's what a lot of these look like. Especially, like, the graphic designy ones, kind of like that one, where it's like, you know.
You know how to do stuff. Make me that poster.
Back to the Future. I don't do illustrating.
Make it for me!
Back to the Future... Slowly, we're getting rid of. I should have just bumped it down. Maybe the algorithm does more.
Okay.
Good Will Hunting versus Toy Story.
Toy Story, essentially the one that really kicked it all off.
It was
right?
One of the first Pixar movies,
the flagship,
first full-length 3D animated Pixar movie.
So good.
95 that came out. There's a lot of animated shit that still doesn't look as good.
Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah. Goodwill Hunting, a movie that for sure influenced me.
Best screenwriters is what they won for that, right?
Yeah, they won best screenplay, best original screenplay, I think it was. Ben Affleck.
Fucking kids, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love Good Will Hunting. Good Will Hunting.
It's a great
Robin Williams.
But I'd rather watch Toy Story.
Oh, man. I don't know what I'd rather watch. I've watched both of them so many times. That's not flying. It's falling with grace.
Call it falling with style.
Or falling with style.
See? It's been a while. I haven't watched Toy Story. Toy Story 3 is fucking great. The fucking trilogy is great. Good Will Hunting. Probably the only Affleck movie that... It's probably one of my favorite movies Affleck's in. And he's...
Dazed and Confused, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But he's such a small... He's actually, yeah, I like him more in Dazed and Confused than even in this. His accent is so annoying in this. Did you say Toy Story?
Yeah. Toy Story?
Let's go Toy Story.
We're going with the Toy Story.
Oh, shit. Alien, numero uno.
Yes.
Right? Versus The Sixth Sense. This first of six. Sixth Sense.
I'm going Alien.
Really?
Yep.
Because I don't have... The only reason Sixth Sense is
I love the Alien movies.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not big into horror, which it kind of is horror.
It's sci-fi.
But it's like monster sci-fi. But I even kind of like the ones that are kind of shitty. Like, it's just one of those, like, I like Prometheus.
Yeah, but
a lot of
any of those shitty ones would lose against the Sixth
Sense. I
don't
hate Alien 3, but Alien or Aliens, I think, beats the Sixth Sense in my mind.
I'd love to revisit Alien.
The chest burster, the fucking...
Because I've, like, I can recall the Sixth Sense movie.
The dude that ends up playing fucking Bilbo is a goddamn android. They didn't know it until the end. He's bleeding all the milk all right, shit.
I'm good with the Alien movie.
Plus, I had a super big crush on Sigourney Weaver for a long time.
Yeah, but that was just your gay period.
Super gay.
Donnie Darko versus Coming to America.
Hey.
I'm just interested to know what your decision is on this. I'm impartial with both of these movies, so.
Oh, it's kind of curious. It's still Donnie Darko, even though, like, most people were like, fuck you, Carter.
I'll go with Donnie Darko.
Yeah, but I don't really know
what
that
poster's
about.
How about all those people that are saying, fuck you? How about fuck both of these movies?
Hey, fuck you.
It's just a movie, bro.
It's not!
I'm going with the movie. Pulp Fiction versus Departed. I really feel bad for The Departed.
It's getting fucking beat down.
This is, I feel bad. It's a bad matchup.
Yeah,
matchups make fights, man. Matchups make fights. Pulp Fiction versus Departed.
And I really like that poster.
The Pulp Fiction?
Yeah.
That's for sure just, like, that's just those replica posters that you get. That's like the style. That just minimalist fucking graphic design-y style.
It's everything you picked up before.
Yeah,
you
Pulp Fiction. Pulp Fiction, for sure. Right?
Yep.
God, Departed. Sorry. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels versus Team America. World Policia.
Team America?
Yeah.
I love Lock,
This is
Stock.
Like total, I don't know, mood. I might, depending on mood, swing differently, but I don't know. Team America.
It's just
Team
so
America
good.
Versus...
It's one of the funniest... I've watched it
South
probably
Park?
30 times. Team America.
Yeah, exactly.
I've watched it probably 30 times.
Oh, yeah.
And it's I still fucking laugh at it.
Yeah, it's a great movie. It's just ridiculous.
There's so many comedies that cease to be funny.
No, tell me one other movie with a marionette. Well, I guess Big John Malkovich has a marionette in it, but just a marionette movie. Of all the ways to make a movie, there's stop motion, there's, you know, drawn, there's computer animation, there's just
and
filmed.
And they said it sucks so much they will never do it again.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be a pain in the ass. But
they did it.
Yeah.
And Team it looks America. Fucking awesome.
Fuck yeah.
Matt Damon.
Yep.
Office
Space versus
Borat. Office Space wins.
Cultural Learning of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. Office Space.
Semi stapler.
Office Space. It's going to be now we know Office Space is at the top.
Yeah.
So it's really weird to see there's going to be a movie.
That beats it.
That beats it.
Fuck yes, there is.
But what movie is that going
to
be?
We'll find out when it comes to
and
that
it's like,
time.
It's, yeah, I know. I'm scared. I'm scared for that time.
I
it
think,
might come up
I
soon.
I think Inglourious Basterds could beat it. I think Pulp Fiction could beat it.
Mm,
that's a total mood thing. I don't know. It's like Tarantino. We'll see when we get there. Because I love Tarantino, but it's like I'll rank his movies. Like he's already fighting against his own movies for what I would rather beat. Anyway, Ocean's 11. Oh, did you hear about all the great actors that were in Ocean's 11 and why it's so good? Versus Ghostbusters. Did you hear about all the funny comedians that are in it and it's going to be so good? Because it's the original and not a studio trying to cash grab on a previous franchise, remixing it with a popular trend in popular culture.
Oh, you mean like the Ocean's franchise?
They are going to make a all-women's Oceans.
Yes, but...
Yeah. Ocean, so, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Are, that was just a remake.
Or remakes but of this one's the trying, Brat Pack.
By the trend, the is, the trend the is to make old franchises female.
Yeah, whatever. Ghostbusters wins this shit.
Yeah, for sure. They're saying they're pretty relatable. Except for Oceans is kind of... It's a gimmick movie. It's like, oh, we just get big stars together.
The Sixth Sense is just getting his fucking dick handed to it today.
I mean, we got to... But we here's the thing. When somebody loses to champions, it's sad, but
it's like the Matt Brown of movies. Champions.
It's like Donald Cerrone. It's Donald Cerrone has way better runs than Sixth Sense. This is not good for him.
The Goonies for sure.
The Goonies. Yeah. Jurassic Park versus The Mask. The only good Jurassic Park movie.
Not Mask with
Smush Face.
Cher and fucking Eric Stoltz.
Yeah. Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Let's do two more and then we'll do a few of the really
Jesus the fuck
top 50. Happy Gilmore versus The Princess Bride.
The Princess Bride.
Agreed. Walk the Line versus Back. Wait, we just switched, right? We just switched, so we can do this for a while. Like I just got up and got a drink when we switched. I was like, what is going on here? Walk the Line versus Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
I like that Back to the Future poster. He's jumping through an old photo of him and his mom.
Yeah, that's
back
cool.
At their dance, whatever. Back in the rape scenario that happens in the movie. We're going Beetlejuice versus Fight Club. For me, I mean, both great movies. Don't get me wrong.
Both great posters.
Fight Club. Off. Yeah. Fight Club. All day, all night. Hands down. Beetlejuice. Cannot stop me from choosing Fight Club. He cannot. He will not.
I'll go with you on Fight Club, yeah. But...
Beetlejuice is going to win a lot of shit. God damn it. Beetlejuice is great.
I know.
But best Tim Burton movie. One of best. Second best Tim Burton movie. Fight Club. The Lion King, Keith's ride or die movie versus Walk the Line. I don't know anybody's ride or die movie. I'm going Lion King.
Lion King.
This is a fucking one where I agree with you that Lion King should fucking win. Yeah. You know, great fucking performance.
Hakuna Matata, bitch!
Yeah.
Ain't no... Ah, poor phrase. Goonies.
Is it poor Goonies?
The Empire Strikes Back versus the Goonies? I'm going all day Empire Striking Back. I love the Goonies.
I love both of these movies.
I love the Goonies.
Listen. Everybody listen.
I'm not going to listen.
Everybody listen to this matchup. It is the fucking Goonies, minus the fucking, versus the fucking Empire Strikes Back, which is minus the fucking. Like, that's two epic
iconic
movies from our
the
life
80s.
Growing up, quoting things. Thinking of things, masturbating to things, maybe and getting distracted, maybe thinking about a movie or two. I don't know, you people.
It's our time down here.
Yeah.
But it's also Luke's time to fucking drop an AT-AT with a fucking lightsaber and a fucking grenade.
Yeah, go to
Dagobah and start lifting shit out of the swamp.
It's a sad movie, though. I don't like a sad movie.
And then he gets his hand chopped
movie.
Off.
It's a sad movie. It makes me depressed. It is fucking sad. It makes me depressed. I can't vote for it because it makes me depressed. I can't. It makes me sad. Empire Strikes Back too hard.
Versus the Goonies.
One Eye Willie like a motherfucker, though. That's my dog. He didn't even have an eye socket. I don't even know how that works.
I almost respect the Goonies. Well, I do enjoy the most recent Star Wars movie. But there's almost half of that franchise is dumb as fuck. Versus the Goonies is pristine. There's no
three
remakes. There's no reboots.
Two and a half of seven movies suck.
No, all of the prequels are dog shit.
The third one's
just because
not
the third one's
terrible.
The best doesn't make it good. It is dog shit. Like, if they made two more worse than Crystal Skull movies, I still would say Crystal Skull's dog shit.
Crystal Skull, I don't even know what movie you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
No, it does not exist.
That's what I'm saying about the first three.
We're not talking about
Hayden
that.
Hayden Christensen has no career, hopefully, for a reason.
The Empire Strikes Back wins. You can take it to the tomatoes, but...
No, but I don't want to know. That would almost hurt more.
It would. I'd almost be fucking really angry. All right,
I'll go fucking Empire Strikes Back, but... Listen, Goonies is going to destroy most Star Wars movies.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that out loud. So Izzy knows.
I would go Goonies over the first Star Wars.
I would go... Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really, yeah.
Elf, I hope you remember that if it goes up over every other Star Wars movie. I don't know why you would. Elf versus Gangs of New York.
Gangs of New York.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, that looks like a poster from The Departed almost.
Yeah.
It's like
really shitty Gangs of New York poster.
They just recycle his wardrobe. Gangs of New York all day.
Virgin, I lost 40.
See. The 40-year-old virgin versus The Departed again.
Hey, The Departed gets
to
win one.
Can't stop. Ooh. Does it, though?
I think it does.
I mean, it's tough because it's comedy versus...
It's a great comedy,
but... I mean, Departed. Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. Departed all day. I didn't want to convince myself to argue with it and forget what my position was.
No.
It's like, no, let's just do this and get over with. Stripes, which looks more like a Speed poster, versus The Hangover. Which
The
looks
Hangover.
More like
a Mike Tyson, a rape poster.
A poster of somebody no sports fan burned a t-shirt for when he didn't sit down for the national anthem while raping somebody. Versus Stripes.
Total reporter eat his children. After he assaulted someone at a press conference.
I believe him, man. Who knows what the fuck he was on.
We all believed him right back then.
Back then, who knows what the fuck he was on.
Like, he admitted he was on a shit ton of coke.
Yeah, I know, but just performance enhancing shit that has been known to cause extra aggression in people, let alone head trauma, which also people kind of go crazy. But yeah, Hangover. Hangover?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Classic.
100%. Well, no, technically.
Instant classic.
Stripes is a classic, but yeah. Shrek 2, Puss in Boots, introduced. That is the diplomatic immunity of the Shrek world.
The Shrek world?
Although, or the Joe Pesci. But so good, everybody.
Okay.
The best part of Shrek 2 was the scene where it does the cute kitty face when it's like they're being attacked or whatever. That's the best scene ever. Everybody had that wallpaper on their computer. So I don't feel like the only one. Versus Look Good, Feel Good, Boogie Nights.
Fucking Boogie Nights.
Fucking Boogie Nights.
All the way.
Day. Paul Thomas Anderson again.
That movie was crazy good.
He's a good director. Kingsman, The Secret Service versus Good Will Hunting, The Secret Education.
I'd rather watch Kingsman.
I get that. I get that. As far as like 007 kind of action movies, it is probably the best.
I will say, I don't like Sam Jackson's villain in that.
It has problems. It has issues.
The list
Goodwill
was
Hunting
dumb.
Is Goodwill Hunting is my choice on this one. I mean, out of these two, I do enjoy Kingsman. It's a really fun action movie, probably the best kind of spy type of movie. Still had a yeah. I didn't is his choice to do that kind of.
The ending was weird when the heads exploded and the fucking confetti. And
I kind
shit.
Of enjoyed that part. It was just strange.
Straight cartoon.
All strange. Yeah, it was kind of like was that fucking that cartoony one with like the dude's skateboard. It's like almost a video game, the whole movie. And he's in a band, and the chick loves him, but then he's like, oh, I love this other chick. And he's like that awkward dude from Arrested Development, I think.
Is Michael Cera?
Yeah, he's in it. Remember that video game movie, Versus the World?
Yeah, Scott Pilgrim. Scott Pilgrim.
That moment?
Yeah.
Heads exploding? Reminded me of that. It's a long journey to get there. Yeah. Goodwill Hunting, solid movie. It's a great movie. Well worth... I think it went up against Titanic that year and lost.
97? Yep. Yeah, that sounds right.
Goodwill Hunting. Rocky versus the only good Terminator movie. Terminator 2. Judgment Day.
I'll be back.
Terminator 2.
Yeah.
I fucking love the Rocky franchise, too. But
I love... The first Rocky's a great movie. That's all I have to say about Rocky.
Second, third, and fourth.
They're whatever. The first ones, I'm not big on Rocky. But yeah, Terminator 2. Ooh, the Goonies coming in with a strong poster versus Oh Brother, Where Art Thou coming in with, I think that was the actual
poster. The actual poster.
One of the actual posters.
Yeah, that Goonies poster, again...
I love our brother. We recently watched, or did we just listen?
Screen grab everything that we like, and then we just print it out big. Fuck it.
It wouldn't look good, Keith. It would look horrible.
I hate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, it would
I don't know how shit works, but I want that to be giant and awesome.
It's like those cop movies where they're like, they zoom in, and they're like, oh, enhance. That shit's fake. Enhance is fake.
Yeah.
There is no enhance. That's what you want to do to that. That's a low res picture that
enhance.
Yeah, there's no enhance. It doesn't enhance.
Goonies 100%.
Yeah. Well, did we watch the whole movie or just did we just watch the music scenes?
Watch the music scenes a bunch.
Royal Tenenbaums versus the Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz.
Hey, for sure don't flick the microphone.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't even know how you're even like thinking too hard.
The Wizard of Oz is like, okay, it's an old movie that's good, but it's not like a movie where it's like, oh my, it's not like a Goonies for me. Not even close to a Goonies for me. It's like a Sound of Music almost, but a step up, because I actually kind of like it, but it's just an old fucking musical. But I'm not a big Royal Tenenbaums fan either, so... I'll go Wizard. He said Wizard of Oz, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go Wizard of Oz. But is it the colorized version or not? No, just joking. Ooh, Royal Tenenbaums coming back. It's Donald Cerrone. He's like, fuck that loss. I'm coming back against Minority Report. I don't give a shit. Tom Cruise. Keith doesn't like Tom Cruise, but does he? Because Minority Report's up here. It's a fucking great action sci-fi movie.
Yeah, and it wins again. I love Minority Report.
Yeah, me too.
It's a fucking awesome movie.
I know.
Spielberg.
One of last Spielberg movies that I enjoyed.
One of the last Tom Cruise movies that I enjoy.
Yeah, I like his...
Impossible Missions.
Yeah, his... Scientologists or superheroes movies.
Well, I do my own stunts.
I never watched the what's that other one? Jack Reacher. I put it on and it was like, it's basically the same. It's like you know how like movies come up and they come out like a World War II action comedy. So this other studio comes out with World War II action comedy. It's like he comes out with. Mission Impossible, and then he does his own.
He does
fucking
his own spoof, B movie.
It's basically the same shit. Yeah. It's just not even as good. It's ridiculous. But as far as all the the kind of Scientologist. He's the best, I guess.
Lord of the Rings
versus
Fellowship of the Rings. So that's the first one versus Jurassic Park, the OG.
Correct. And that is a classic scene in that movie, and I enjoy that poster very much. Images may appear closer than they are, or something like that.
Yeah.
Or they are closer than they appear.
Closer than they appear. I'd have to go Jurassic Park.
I would have to as well.
If this was Lord of the Rings as a trilogy versus the Jurassic Park trilogy, Lord of the Rings, 1,000%.
That's not fair, because Lord of the Rings was planned and directed and shot as a trilogy, where Jurassic Park's like,
I love Lord of the Rings more than Jurassic Park as a fucking franchise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not a franchise thing. Although we can do franchise. Movies. There is a way we can bet franchise. Yeah, but it's like, I get it. It's a franchise, but it's not what we're doing right now. We're doing Jurassic Park versus Fellowship.
Yeah, I said Jurassic Park.
Yeah, good.
But I'm saying if it would have been franchise versus franchise, Lord of the Rings.
There's only one good Jurassic Park movie, and that's it. All the other ones are dog shit. They're dog shit. But at least they only end once. There's like a multiple of endings with the Lord of the Rings franchise than there is with all of the Jurassic Park movies pretty much end.
Yeah.
They don't end three times every movie. Jurassic Park. This is Jurassic Park. Top Gun versus the Deer Hunter. Deer Hunter, great movie, great actors, De Niro.
Great, the fucking Russian roulette scene.
That scene is, like, I remember watched Deer Hunter when I worked at Blockbuster, and, like, the dude's like, you need to watch this shit, you need to watch this shit. That was one of the movies, watched it, blown away. But that's the scene that stuck with me. Don't really remember much. I know it's kind of slow.
It's a great movie, but it's not
Vietnam kind of movie. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Top Gun's a fun action movie, but it's not like...
It's like got
like
action,
Deer Hunter's like a...
romance, loss.
It has like 80s romance gay with volleyball synth music, scene where they have like a sliding glass door with curtains, and then they have the
he's
camera.
Riding his motorcycle.
And so you only see like the...
With the music playing and the fucking sunset in the background.
How many spoofs were made of each of the movies?
Lots of Top Gun. Not many a Deer Hunter.
Yeah, I think that's because Top Gun makes it real easy to make spoofs of it, because it's kind of stupid.
They only spoof shit that was really
singing
popular.
In a bar, fucking a bunch of sailors singing in a bar together for one dude to get the chick. I mean, I know they're all gay, but don't sing.
I'm going Top Gun.
Yeah, me too. I just don't really give a shit about, like, Deer Hunter's great and all, but great movie. But
the Royal Tenenbaums will not go away.
Great movies don't automatically win. The Royal Tenenbaums versus Coming All Over America's Titties.
I'm going Coming to America.
Yeah, sure.
Coming to the stage, Mr. Randy Watson.
Ooh, Elf versus
Borat.
Cultural learning of America
just
for
Borat.
Make benefit.
The only
glorious
Borat.
Nation of
Borat.
Kazakhstan.
It's just Borat. Elf.
Really?
No.
Really?
No, I'm saying no. I was just joking.
Really?
I'm not a big Elf fan.
I know.
Honestly.
I know. Yeah, I go Borat too. Superbad versus
I feel like
the
we've
Big
had
Lebowski.
This mashup once.
I don't know. We've definitely seen these before.
Superbad versus the Big Lebowski. For me,
Big
it's
Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski.
Yeah. Yeah.
Superbad is super good, but
ooh, two mediocre movies. The Mask, Jim Carrey's The Mask versus Shrek 2, Puss in Boots, Shrek 2.
And I say Jim Carrey's The Mask. All day. Stanley Ipkiss. Richard Jenny's his best friend. R.I.P., son.
That's right.
Cameron Diaz, probably her first big role.
She's in Shrek, too. And what?
He has that fat green bitch.
Yeah. Mike Myers. One of the last Mike... Myers characters that anybody gave a shit about.
I'm still going The Mask.
Fucking the last time anybody gave a shit about Eddie Murphy. Last time anybody gave
Wait,
a shit about
no.
fucking...
I would almost bet Dreamgirls came out after that.
Yeah, but who gives a shit about Dreamgirls?
He... Didn't he get nominated?
I don't know. I don't know if he's ever been nominated.
I think
he
was nominated for a serious acting role and shit in that. Yeah, I could be wrong. Well,
nominated.
At least
I
heard
thing.
A lot of people who said he was great.
I've never seen the movie. Neither have I. Nor do I know about...
I've heard about it.
But I've never given a shit about... It's never a movie where it's like I've ever heard anybody say,
no,
you should watch
But you
Dream
said
Girl.
The last thing that anyone...
anybody gave a shit about. He was in the third one, too. This is probably the last big movie he did. I don't think Dreamgirls did very well. If we're looking at, like, money-wise.
I don't know. But I'm still going with The Mask.
Yeah, okay. Let's just do two more.
Plus, it's Loki's mask, which he puts on that makes...
Oh, so that makes me want to
no,
like
it
way more.
I said for me. I didn't give a fuck about you.
Well, that makes me want to choose it less.
Well, you already did it.
I know.
So
it's like...
We slid by.
Holy shit. Fight Club versus Bruce Almighty. I love God, first off. So
you do.
I really want to stroke his penis, knowing that it's
what about
got
gay
a great
Jesus?
Voice. I want his dad. I don't want gay yeah. Jesus. He's a fucking whiny bitch. He died. Clearly, he sucks. His dad didn't die.
I only like deities that don't die.
Yeah, he's
all right, Donald Trump.
You can't call yourself a god if you can be killed.
Yeah.
That's,
what kind of god dies?
I actually called gay Jesus that. I apologize.
Fight Club. Get fight off club, of yeah. Bruce Almighty. You almost clicked Bruce Almighty.
I did not. I was over it. Oh, Jesus. Big versus Donnie Darko.
Donnie Darko.
I mean, all day big. All day big, all day big, all day big.
Donnie Darko.
All day big.
Donnie Darko.
Listen, Donnie Darko
Donnie!
Is winning a bunch of shit.
I know.
We're doing
know,
the Inspired Disorder podcast movie list. And
it's
big
a great movie.
Is like, is a movie that
I didn't
deserves
get a tattoo
to be higher.
Of Zoltar on me. I got a tattoo
Listen,
of Frank the Bunny.
Your decisions for Ink in Your Skin is not a positive for choosing movies.
I'm not saying that it is. I'm saying
if
for me personally.
If a fucking Mushroom Head documentary comes up on the screen, I don't give a fuck what movie it's up against.
I would vote it. I would probably vote against it in most situations, but I'm not voting against the dark one.
Donnie
the Donnie
Dark
one. Like, I'll lose on Rotten Tomatoes and not care because
I don't
Big's
know
a
if
great
you will.
Movie.
I don't know if you will.
But I'm not
I don't
fucking,
know how the fucking critics saw Big.
Everyone loves Big.
That doesn't mean critics
everyone
give a shit.
Everyone loves it.
All right, Big. This is like the first time we're doing this. It's probably
this is the
show.
First time tonight that we've went.
Yeah. Surprising.
Just hit enter, I'm sure.
I did.
What's going on?
Oh, come on. It's going to, like, win on technicality because it doesn't even... Wait, what's the year?
Oops.
Big. 1988.
View all results. Try that shit.
What
in the fucking ever-loving fuck is going on here?
What the fuck? Are you serious? Wait.
There.
Big. All right.
Jesus Christ.
97%, I think. Looks like. 97%.
That is goddamn fantastic.
That's really high.
Yeah.
Donnie
Darko is going to be like 46 or something ridiculous like that.
Is it? I thought it was higher than that. I mean, for sure, not 92 or whatever.
85? Damn, yeah. That's fucking good.
Man, you don't even respect your own shit.
Sad.
Big. Thank you, Rotten Tomatoes.
Now I'm going to have to get a Zoltar tattoo.
You don't have to do
it. I have to do it.
End
why
of
you,
all,
are you tra-
end of all,
don't tell me how to live my life.
Where's your Jurassic Park tattoo?
It's on my dick.
Where's
you
your Star Wars tattoo?
You wanna, it's on my asshole. Oh. You want to see those?
No, dude? I'm good.
Jesus.
It's probably not still Star Wars. It's more of the Death Star at this point, I'm sure.
There's an assault. It's a, the Rebel Alliance is fucking not doing too good.
This is a tricky one.
The Princess Bride versus Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
Princess Bride.
I can't do that fast. Listen, as far
I
as
did.
How
I just
both
did.
Of them hold
I, that's
up.
That's fine. I love Jurassic Park. But to me, Princess Bride is my fucking jam. Jurassic Park's won a bunch today. So is Princess
yeah,
Bride.
Yeah, I know. They're both two winners. They're going in. Yeah, I like Jurassic Bride.
You're the, oh, my God.
Princess Bride. Sorry, that was the...
he had sex with the T-Rex?
That was that B-movie from the 80s that
the
I
Dread Pirate
about.
Roberts is a gangster. I feel like we just had this one, too.
No, this didn't come up. We've had both of these a lot.
I know, I just...
Let's do two more. Right. Do this one, we'll do one more, we're done.
Okay, fine.
Elf versus Gangs of NYC.
We're going...
Yes.
Gangs of New York?
Yeah. Gangs of New York. All right, last one. The Hangover versus Ocean's 11.
Hangover. Yeah. Yeah, one more.
Yeah.
That was two.
Yeah, we need... Yeah.
Next one that's contested. Stop.
Jurassic Park.
Versus Ace Ventura When Nature Calls, which is the second one. Jurassic Park wins, and that poster is really weird.
Bones. It's all skeletal bones.
Yeah.
And then I like that poster. Yeah, versus second Ace Ventura, Jurassic Park. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, last one. Right?
That's fine.
Face Off versus The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz. Did Face Off win earlier or did it lose? Please tell me it lost earlier. Did it lose? What are we doing? What are
we doing? I acquiesced the signs.
Right. Cool. The Wizard of Oz.
I gave you signs.
Right. All right. That's it.
That's it.
No more. Go check out our top list. We've ranked over 700
check
movies.
Check our top 20. See if it's changed.
All right. We'll go through our top 20 real quick. You can check it out. Flickchart.com/IDP.
Oh, Jesus. I can already see some big 20. Changes.
Oh, good word there. All right. So starting off with the numero uno spot, holding it steady, hard, and good. Very true. With the stapler in hand. Office Space.
Number two.
I'm glad Office Space.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm glid with Glorious Bastards at number two as well. Number three, Forrest Gump. Number four, Home Alone. Number five, Toy Story.
Toy Story making a big jump up.
Was it a big jump up? Good. Good. I like that. I'm good with Toy Story on five. I like it. I'd like
better
it higher
than Beauty
than
and
Home
the Beast.
Alone. I agree.
And another giant jump up, Good Will Hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Number
mm-hmm.
six.
Yep.
Let's go to that one. I don't think it needs to be number six, but
that's all right.
It is.
I don't think that should be number
Kingsman,
seven.
Kingsman, how did that even?
I don't care, man. I'm good with the mix up. It's better than we had. What, Star Wars something was already up here, I think.
Episode three.
Yeah, which is not good. And then Beauty and the Beast. Which is really just... I'd rather have... I'm good with this so far. I mean, it's not perfect, but it's better.
Number eight, Star Wars.
Coming up.
With my OG
coming
poster.
Up. It's above the other Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's great. That's,
fuck yeah.
I love the math coming up.
Number nine, the big jump up.
Big.
Number 10.
Ooh.
The Donnie Darko makes the top 10. Fuck yeah.
I'm excited for that to change next time we do this. Coming to America, coming in at number 11. Star Wars Episode 3. Back to the Future coming up.
13.
Coming on
fuck
up.
Fuck yeah.
Beauty and the Beast going
we're,
on down.
We're trying to get rid of you.
Going on down to number 14. Number 15. The Never-Ending Story.
Na 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 na. 16 is Full Metal Jacket.
Full Metal Jacket, half of a movie until the suicide is ends right there. Should be a short film and it's done.
E.T., the extra testicle.
That's right.
Number 18, Memento. Number 19, The Wizard of Oz. Number 20, The Princess Bride.
I'm better with this
Not
list.
Not bad. I mean, like it's getting better.
I'm liking
better.
This better. Yeah, for sure.
Memento got bumped way down for not ever showing up.
Yeah, but it's Fight Mask, so like probably shit that it's lost to wins and like it fucks everything up. I mean, there's a lot of movies.
If they just keep feeding it to you and it keeps winning, then...
Yeah. All right. So that's our top 20 list. Go check it out on flickchart.com/...
Make your own list. Fucking look at our list. We've got all these videos archived on our YouTube.
If you haven't seen any of the movies, definitely check them out.